Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to Bite Size English. We're in for just a bit of a quick, but maybe a little bit tougher one for everybody today. So we're going to do something that's a bit heavy on the grammar. And what I mean is going to be very focused on grammar today, okay? We're going to do a couple of grammar tenses. We're going to do the present perfect simple and the present perfect continuous. We're doing them together because they're very similar and we use them in very similar ways. So they're not too far apart from each other. That's why it's okay to learn them together, I believe. So let's just get right into it. So the present perfect simple, we use it to show an action that has some relevance to the present, or to show an action that may or may not have been completed yet. Okay, and that can be for a variety of different things, and we'll all get into some examples in a moment. But I just want to show how do we form this tense. So in the positive, so when we're making a positive statement, we do it with the verb have or has, depending on the subject, meaning if it's I, then we say I have. If it's you have, but he, she, and it has, okay? It has, she has, he has. And then we have we have, they have, and you obviously doesn't have a plural in the second person, so we just say you have as well for multiple yous, okay? So we have that verb, have or has, as well as the past participle of a verb. So I'm sure we've all learned our past participles, and if we haven't, it's very important that we go back to learn that. We might do an episode on the past participle in the future, but today I wanted to keep on topic with this. So for example, with the verb see, we can say see, saw, seen. Seen, S-E-E-N, is the past participle of the verb to see. Okay, so that's how we form a simple positive. A negative is simply the verb have or has, as well followed by the word not, and then the past participle of the verb we're trying to use. And very often we contract it, meaning that we put the word have and not together into one word, so we haven't, or we put the word has and had and not together, hasn't, okay? And then again, the past participle. Finally, we have as a question, we have and has, followed by the subject of the sentence, followed by the past participle of the verb, okay? So let's just make a couple of examples. I have some here for you guys today. First example, I have seen that movie before. I have seen that movie before. Okay? Why do we use it this way instead of saying I saw that movie? Okay? Why I'm saying it, we're talking about this movie. It's important for our conversation at the moment. Maybe someone says, "Do you want to go see that movie?" And I say, "Oh, I have seen that movie before." So it's important because we're talking about it in the present, okay? And that's again in the positive. All right. And then we have the second one. She has written 8 books. One more time. She has written 8 books. And why do we put this into the present perfect? Simply because she might write more. We don't know if she's done writing all of her books. She might write a 9th book or a 10th book, or we don't know. So it's possible she's going to write more. And then we have a negative. You haven't cooked dinner in months. You haven't cooked dinner in months. And that means simply to this point, from to the past, in that past few months up to now, you haven't cooked dinner. Maybe you just cooked it for the first time, or maybe you'll cook it, you say, "Oh, I'll cook you dinner." And you know, I'm surprised. You haven't cooked dinner in months. That's why I might say that. Instead of saying you don't cook dinner. We're showing a period of time, and then maybe there'll be a change of action in the future. And finally, as a question, have you seen my watch? Have you seen my watch? Why do I say that? I need it now. I'm looking for it. So I'm maybe a little bit urgent. Have you seen my watch? Okay. All right. So then we have the present perfect continuous. Now it's very similar. So again, we use the word have. It's to show ongoing action that started at some point and is continuing from to now or may continue into the future. Okay, so in the present, in the sorry, in the positive, we say have, been, and then the continuous version of the verb, okay? Or has been, plus the continuous version of the verb. We also have has for he and she and it, and then the not for the negative, and then again, we put the have, then the subject, followed by the been, and then the continuous version of the verb. So I'm gonna, with the other important thing that we need to learn for this type of this tense is, we learned this a few days ago, for and since. Okay, we talked about this when we're talking about time. We use these two words to show different points of when, or for different lengths of time for when that action started. So let's just review. We use the word for to show a period of time or a duration of time. So for 8 months, for the last 3 days, okay? We use the word since to show the starting point. So for example, since 2001, or since I saw you last time. Okay, these are two starting points. So I'm gonna give you guys three examples here. Number one, I have been living here for 3 years. Okay, so that's using the word for, and this is a positive sentence. Or I can say, I have been living here since 2015. The meaning is the same, but maybe I want to show more importance on the year. If I say 2015, if I say for 3 years, I'm trying to show maybe it's a long time, or maybe it's not that long, depending on how you feel. All right, a negative sentence. Frank hasn't been eating very much these days. Frank hasn't been eating very much these days. Maybe Frank is sick, and so he doesn't feel well, and he can't eat. So maybe we say that. I'm like, maybe I'm showing a little bit of concern. I'm worried about Frank. Oh no, Frank hasn't been eating very much these days. Okay. And finally, a question. Has Sam been watching The Price is Right all day? The Price is Right is a very famous American television show that plays during the day. So has Sam been watching The Price is Right all day? Right? Maybe I'm a little bit, maybe Sam should do something else. Has Sam been watching The Price is Right all day? Okay. That's it for the material. So what I want you guys to do, just a little bit of practice. So when we're talking about the simple, let's try and find an action that is relevant to now. And let's try and practice a couple sentences. And one talking about an action now, and then one showing an action that may or may not be completed yet. Okay, so for example, talk to a friend, or you can always send me something, send something in for me if you'd like, and I'll look through your emails. And then for the continuous, maybe show something you've been doing for a while. Okay, so I don't expect you guys to be saying I've been watching TV for 3 days, because that sounds like all you've been doing is watching TV. But maybe send me something, or talk to your friends about something that a hobby that you've been doing for years, or maybe some sort of other recreation. Maybe you've been playing a sport, or maybe you've been learning an instrument, or you've been learning English, right? For example, I have been learning Chinese for years. That's true, right? I've been learning Chinese for a long time. So I can use the present simple continuous for that type of statement. Okay. Or maybe you can ask a friend your question. How long have you been watching TV? Okay. Maybe you come in, you have a roommate, and your roommate's watching TV when you go to work, and then you come back after work and your roommate's still watching TV. You can say, Have you been watching TV all day, right? All right, guys. That's it for me today. I will check in with you guys tomorrow with our brand new theme of the week. And until then, see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.